This is The Boys of Her Dreams, a Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens fanfic, written by Imaginary Golux and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Poe Dameron Finn, as well as Finn and Rey, with additional tags for dream sharing, fluff, mutual pining. Author's notes. For a kink meme prompt, Rey keeps walking through Finn and Poe's wet dreams about each other. Clearly, something must be done. An unfortunate side effect of being a young and untrained Jedi who is only just learning to connect to the Force, Rey discovers about a week into her training on Luke's island, is that if she accidentally goes to sleep without meditating first, say, because she is exhausted and meditating is boring as all fuck, and she happens to have been thinking about someone, like, say, her best friend Finn, who is in a coma, she might end up walking into that person's dreams. It's actually kind of useful for a few days, because Finn in his coma isn't having very nice dreams, and Rey discovers that she can manipulate them. She takes the nightmares of reconditioning and battle, and having his comrade die in his arms or Poe die on Jakku, and turns them into sweet, sunlit dreams of food and friends and joy. It seems the least she can do, since she had to leave him on Dakar. At least she can give him this. But then he wakes up, and suddenly his dreams are full of Poe. Poe Dameron, who Rey has met, and while he is attractive enough, she supposes, he's not actually always backlit by glory. His hair is not, honestly, that perfect. His eyes are not that meltingly beautiful. But they are in Finn's dreams. Rey starts meditating before bed because, dear Force, she does not need to be there for Finn's subconscious musing on how beautiful Poe Dameron would be if he were naked and in Finn's bed. And then one night, she is too exhausted to meditate, and when she ends up in Finn's dreams again, and surely they should be private, why does she keep ending up here? She tries desperately to find some other dream, any other dream. And she is in Poe's dreams. Poe's sleeping mind. And he is dreaming of Finn. Rey adores Finn. He is her first and best friend, the only person who has ever come back for her, and she would cheerfully kill or die for him. But he is not actually the most stunningly beautiful person in the galaxy. He does not glow with supernatural light and goodness. His voice is not the melody of the stars. And, unfortunately, now that she has walked through Poe's dreams once, now she's apparently got a connection to him, too, so that when she forgets to meditate before bed, it's about equal odds whether she ends up spending time in Finn's head, watching him dream of Poe, or in Poe's head, watching him dream of Finn. And neither of them are doing anything about it in waking life. It's enough to drive a girl mad. It is 6 months before Luke judges her trained enough to be around other people, and by that time, she has learned a great deal about being a Jedi, and rather more about what two men can dream of doing to each other. She did not particularly want to know what two men can get up to together. It's just not her kink, thank you very much. And also, Finn is like a brother to her, and she did not want to know what he fantasizes about. She just didn't. There is not enough bleach in the galaxy to get some of those images out of her head. And Poe and Finn are still dancing around each other in the waking world. Dear Force! So when she gets to Dakar, after she's greeted General Leia and had dinner with the pilots and hugged Finn about 15 times, she drags Poe and Finn off with her to the most private place she can find and sits them both down and says, "Okay, look. First, I'm sorry I've been in your dreams. Apparently it's a thing. I've pretty much figured out how to stop doing it, but for a couple of months there, I kept getting stuck in your heads." Okay, Finn says dubiously. Poe grimaces. He says, I feel like I should be apologizing to you.
Yeah, you should, Ray says. Honestly, you both should, because for two fairly competent men, you are kind of idiots. I'm just gonna lay this out here. You're in love with each other. Will you please have sex and stop dreaming about it?
Oh, criff, says Poe faintly.
Wait, really?
Says Finn, staring at Poe in wild delight.
Wait,
wait,
no shit? Says Poe, staring back.
Ray drops her head into her hands.
Will you just kiss already? She wails. There is a long silence, and when she looks up, she very nearly drops to her knees in gratitude because, yes, finally they are kissing! Honestly, they both look like they've just had all their dreams come true, which, oh, wait, they kind of have.
Ray leaves them to it and goes off to find a quiet place to meditate.
With her luck, if she forgets again, she'll end up watching dreams which have actual basis in fact.
And she just really doesn't want to know.
The end.